Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you leave me,
if you leave me,
I won't miss you.
I won't miss you.
I won't ever take you back.
And I won't ever take you back.
Let's just go fishing and listen to George Strait. How's that sound?
Girl, you remember.
Then the mushroom clouds will start.
Won't ever harm
you. Won't release any bioweapon. So we can't.
I don't love you.
Gotta fight.
Now you'll buy that.
I got some oceanfront property.
I got some oceanfront property.
Texas Roughneck in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, we were talking, you were mentioning January 6th, and I'm just afraid after 2 years they've had too much time to do like a Steve Mnuchin production and frame it or even make new video and say it happened on January 6th, putting Patriots in a bad light, and how that relates to UK and what you had suggested about them being the hub of the New World Order.
Yeah, I think with 41,000 hours of footage, most of those Capitol Police aren't corrupt, they're just brainwashed. They would have too much trouble going in and then deleting stuff. They might delete some stuff over that time. I don't think they're going to produce fake stuff and put it in there.
Well, and it's when you said that UK was the hub of New World Order, I kind of disagree with you. I think, you know, Greg Reese did a good report on Revelation of the Method. And, you know, the UK wasn't the ones who canceled Kanye's bank accounts or all of his contracts, all in unison working together to censor a certain amount of information. If you look at Israel's Supreme Court building, that kind of identifies where the hub of the New World Order is.
Yeah, sure. It's a big pyramid. Well, who founded Israel, the modern state of Israel? The Rothschilds. And so,
right.
I mean, let me just say something. Everybody fights over this group or that group. I'm saying the propaganda, the brainwashing, the development, the British Empire never went away. It merged with the American Empire. Israel is a big part of that. The Vatican's a big part of that. So I'm not saying Israel is involved in some stuff. You're totally missing my point. I'm talking about the city of London within London. That is the admitted financial center of the planet, sir.
Is that where the bank was that canceled all those accounts and are continuing to cancel Patriot accounts? Like Canada was canceling the truckers' accounts. Canada was doing the same thing.
There's a global. See, you want to disagree with me, and I'm not even disagreeing with you. And I really appreciate you. Texas Roughneck, you're not listening to me. You're not listening. It's a global system. I'm saying that do you understand that the Balfour Agreement, that the UK created Israel, do you understand that?
Yes, with the Rothschilds.
What I just said.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I appreciate your call. It's just like people fetishize saying Israel runs everything, and I'm not disagreeing that Israel isn't a big part of the New World Order. There's a lot of good people over there, but look how they made them take all the experimental shots, and Netanyahu said they're guinea pigs that he basically owns, and it's terrible. But I'm explaining to you that the transhumanist stuff, the trans movement, the whole eugenics operation, Galton in the 1850s, I'm saying the banning of the books, I'm saying China is the big testing ground for the New World Order, for the social credit score and all the rest of it, okay? I'm not saying China runs the world, okay? Okay? I'm saying China is the big New World Order economic military army they're using to take over. When I say China owns four of the six big Hollywood production houses, I'm not saying they run them. I'm saying they own them. So every time I talk about China, hey, don't talk about China. Israel. It's like, It just blows me away that people just think if they just magically say something about Israel that does something, that I'm here agreeing with you, basically, and then you think that you keep going back. Yes, the world financial system, the social credit score system, is being run out of Frankfurt, London, and New York City. And you're sitting there bashing Israel. Well, the people that run Israel run New York as well. It's the same global combines. And I'm agreeing with you, and you won't let me do that because it feels too good to get Alex and say, man, you didn't tell the big dirty secret. And it's just bizarre. Who brought Kanye West in here? Dodo Bird. All right, I'm not mad at you. It's just very frustrating. Stu Peters in 60 seconds.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedoes.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on a cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists are going to prison!
Popular talk show host Stu Peters is our guest for the hour, StuPeters.com. Needs no introduction. Topics we're beginning into is development of the bioweapon, how our own government has used COVID, food plant fires, train derailments, open war on American cities. We live in an empire of lies. Stu Peters, great to have you. When I saw the first topic you wanted to get into, I thought of all the hype of the Marburg virus by the UN saying 90% of those that get infected die. Imagine the hysteria we saw with something as dangerous as the flu with COVID was something that actually kills 90% of people. I think that's an exaggeration, but that's what they're saying. I think it's pretty clear COVID was a beta test. They're getting ready for something new. Stu, great to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Alex. There's no doubt that 100% of what you just articulated is true. I mean, we have an empire of lies, a fake government, a corporate government crime syndicate that has openly declared biowarfare on its own citizens. And one of the most alarming things is, you know, by omission, the criminal press has completely led people to their own slaughter. And this is like world governments are all in lockstep together working to accomplish this. Remember the lies that we were told about COVID-19. We were told lies about spreading an infection. We were told lies about masking. We were told lies about safe and effective vaccines. We were told lies about the pandemic of the unvaccinated. We were told lies about, you know, hospitals caring for patients, how we couldn't be around grandma and grandpa in the nursing homes. We couldn't be next to our loved ones in the hospitals who walked in under their own horsepower, who were otherwise perfectly healthy people, and reported the sniffles or a cough before anybody knew what this COVID-19 thing was all about. We were led to our own slaughter as they were given this deadly remdesivir protocol, this venomous product that goes through your veins and courses through causing renal failure. It failed an African Ebola trial. Tony Fauci knew that. He was responsible for getting into the Ebola trial. The NIH dictated this one single treatment to every hospital facility here and then threatened doctors that if they didn't use this protocol, well, guess what? They were going to lose their licenses. So they coerced the doctors. They coerced everybody in big corporate America, all of the globalist conglomerates. The NFL is a great example. You know, they report, what, nearly 100% of the players and personnel for these teams are injected with this bioweapon. And then, boom, all of a sudden, as, you know, programs like yours and ours start to dig into this, we have people coming forward with patents and showing when all of this was actually developed. This is, they tell you right here, this is a pegylated lipid nanoparticle. This weapon of biowarfare, according to their patent, and this isn't just some arbitrary patent, this is a patent that was used across every single COVID injection vaccine that they told you was safe and effective. This instructs your body to produce billions of spike proteins, billions of venomous peptides that course through your veins and cause all kinds of autoimmune deficiencies and antibody-dependent enhancement and Guillain-Barré and myocarditis. Every single one of these symptoms is listed as the effect, as the adverse event or side effect, we believe, intended consequences of a bioweapon that they unleashed on the world. And nobody's talking about it. Not one person's talking about it. Similar to the same way it took 10 days for the criminal press to talk about how this government Chernobyl'd a city in Ohio, East Palestine, Ohio. I mean, this is accountability. We have to move to the accountability phase right now, I believe. And the first people that we should focus on are the press, who have led people directly to their deaths.
Well, as Trump says, the mainstream media is the enemy of the people. They're totally discredited. All the polls show they have less than a 10% approval rating. But they're zombie organizations. They're funded by the big banks. They don't stop. Pulling back to the million-foot view here, with the open borders and the fentanyl and the pedophilia and the world government being announced, Elon Musk decrying, and the war in Russia spiraling out of control, and just all of this together, how would you describe the world today, and how would you describe how it's going for the New World Order, for Team Demon versus Team Freedom? If this was a football game at halftime, what's going on?
Well, we're getting crushed. And the reason why we're getting crushed is because of the lack of unification. There's factions inside of, you know, every single, quote, movement, the health freedom movement, you know, the Republican Party. There's factions inside of specific factions like MAGA. You know, there's the gay MAGA versus the straight MAGA. And there's Catholics versus Protestants and Jews. And, I mean, like, this is an attempt to divide everybody, and they're doing it successfully. This is Agenda 2030. We're watching it happen right in front of us. This is one world government, world domination. Consider testimony that was given by a former secret agent of an operation called Men in Black, who said, look, gave testimony saying, there's going to be an alien invasion. And in this alien invasion, people across the globe are going to see, you know, hundreds or thousands of alien ships in the sky. These are going to be holograms, and that the attack, in fact, won't come from these holograms, but will come from actual warplanes of governments around the world, including the United States of America, which then forces a one world government that nobody will resist. Everybody will be dependent on this one world government in order to save us, to take care of us. This is the man riding in on the white horse to save us type thing. Everybody's waiting. They've chilled patriotism. They've completely stomped over the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Geneva War Conventions. You talked about Ukraine and Russia, for example. We're coming up this Friday on the one-year anniversary of the alleged, you know, warmongering boogeyman Vladimir Putin just violently deciding he was going to wake up one day and be a war criminal and go invade some innocent country. What's really happening in Ukraine? Well, Victoria Nuland tells us directly, right in front of Marco Rubio, who was asking her a question and almost had to go shut her up because she was going to tell us all everything, dozens of bioweapons laboratories being hidden in Ukraine. This is the same government that paid millions, maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars in bribes to Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family through a false and fraudulent energy company called Burisma.
Now Biden, that's what I wanted to ask you next. Now Biden's over there. When we pull back from this, and you have Biden 8 months ago saying we can't send Abrams tanks, that'll be World War III. Now he sent the Abrams tanks. They're now going into combat. What changed the power structure from 8 months ago where they said we can't send Abrams tanks to now they're sending heavier and heavier advanced weapons?
Well, these corrupt fossils in our uniparty fake government, these warmongers in the D.C. Beltway, have to figure out a way to enrich themselves to the military-industrial complex. Look, I mean, Alex, you're very well versed on how these wars go. I mean, look back all the way to the lies that got us into Iraq, weapons of mass destruction, and then, you know, Saddam Hussein ties to Al-Qaeda. Whoops, spoiler alert, all that turned out to be fake. There were no WMDs. Those ties to Al-Qaeda were all fake. So then it became about, you know, spreading democracy. The same thing happened with Obama's red line in Syria. The same thing happened to get us involved in Libya. We had Benghazi, lies after lies to cover this up. And now you mentioned the pedophilia cabal. They've got got a lot of bodies to hide in Ukraine. And those people, if you go to the Donbass right now, what do you see there? You see mass graves. This happened under Zelensky's leadership. Who is Zelensky? I mean, the guy that wears high heels and leather, closely tied to the very same people who are right at the epicenter of the elites right here. $40 million mansions in Miami. This is an actor. This is all theatrics to distract away what's actually happening right now, which is that your government has been hijacked via Marxist coup d'etat by some illegitimate force that is controlling what you're seeing happen in the White House right now. There's a reason why they do all their broadcasts from a fake movie set. Nobody has any idea what the power structure is right now or who's actually pulling the strings.
Well, you're right. Let's talk about that when we come back with Stu Peters here on this Monday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Because the globalists really are at war with humanity. They're at war with the Russians. They're at war with the Americans. They're at war with productivity, with prosperity, with common sense, with logic. What is the end game? How do we stop it? How do we defeat it? And we'll look at the attacks on the infrastructure and so much more with Stu Peters of StuPeters.com and on Twitter at RealStuPeters. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the only way this transmission gets out is you share the links from band.video and infowars.com/show and conspiracyfact.info is a link that's not been censored yet. Conspiracyfact.info. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know, I've reached a surreal moment here as a father and as somebody that loves my family. That means I love everybody else as we all live on this planet together, where I'm just beyond angry at these people. You have Joe Biden saying if we send heavy battle tanks, it'll be World War III, as it escalates into that, and then now he's doing it. And they just sit back and laugh, and they have Vogue photo shoots with Zelensky, and he dances around like a woman in high heels wearing leather. And it's all just a sick end of days feeling. But then I get hope. I don't trust him much, but Elon Musk addresses the World Government Summit and says, your world government will collapse civilization. Here's Biden with the tank comment. I know it's a month old, but it's important.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III, okay?
And now, Stu Peters, as you know, the new defense minister over in Ukraine today said, we'll invade Russia and capture Moscow and put our tanks in Red Square. Why would they make such insane, provocative statements? Why a few months ago would Zelensky fire missiles, it looks like on purpose, into Poland and instantly call for nuclear war? What is going on with these people, Stu Peters, in your view?
They're desperate to bury bodies. They absolutely have to seal the deal with World War III in order to have enough chaos all over to affect the 2030 agenda. Whether they have to fake it with fake Chinese spy balloons that embarrassingly fly over our country, while meanwhile an article from just 3 years ago says, hey, the United States government, the military apparatus is going to be testing spy balloons and we're going to be launching them from South Dakota over the Midwest and making their final into Illinois. As you look around at what's happening with Russia and Ukraine, why is it that we're supposed to believe that Vladimir Putin, just by sheer numbers, let's just talk about straight facts here without injecting any feelings or subjection at all whatsoever. Vladimir Putin has access to about 1 million troops active duty. He's got another 2.04 million in reserves. He's got a Navy. He's got an Air Force. Ostensibly, he has intercontinental ballistic warheads. He could take care of Ukraine if he really wanted to conquer them in a mission that lasts approximately 20 minutes. I mean, why not just drop one big bomb over the top of Ukraine and just turn it into glass and just obliterate everything? Why is it taking so long? Why is he strategically targeting, you know, specific sites? Why does he have high value targets versus low? Why did Vladimir Putin send in trains to try to get people out of there as a humanitarian effort? Why don't people know the real history of Ukraine or how it started? 400 years ago, Ukraine wasn't a country at all. It was settled by Russians who would rather just be Russia most of the time. And it turns out that the same lies about Afghanistan, about our government and how disgustingly corrupt it was. Well, guess what? The people of Afghanistan, it turns out, would rather have the Taliban than any thing that we did, turning our heads while warlords rape little boys, teaching Pashtun tribesmen the importance of transgenderism. These people are freaks. You just showed this Volodymyr Zelensky fake actor model, you know, dancing around in leather. He was playing the piano with his penis. I mean, these are disgusting, demonic, depraved, sick individuals who want to run the world and have everybody else be a subservient class. So, of course, when anybody starts to adopt more pro-Russia policies, what happens? Well, what happened in 2014. Our CIA effected a violent coup d'etat for an administration that both sides in Ukraine suggest and admit that the vote was fair. It was a democratically elected administration. When that administration started to develop more pro-Russia policies, which, by the way, a pro-Russia policy is being a nationalist, right? He is a Russian nationalist. He puts his country first. I mean, what an idea is that? How refreshing would that be? He's an Orthodox Christian who's built 40,000 churches in his time there. And these are not disgusting abominations. These are beautiful cathedrals and places of worship ensconced in gold. He kicked out the central criminal banking cabal. He wanted energy independence, all the things that take care of Russians, and 50% of the Ukrainians didn't want to be there in Ukraine. So our CIA effected a violent coup. They used the BLM-style popular uprising tactic. Then they paid off our press to convince the rest of the world that that's what this was, when in fact all they were doing in 2014 was practicing the same tactics that they would later use here in 2020. We had George Floyd, a career criminal home-invading thug, die right down the street from me here in Minneapolis of a fentanyl overdose. He died just like you would expect any career criminal home-invading thug to die, early and with a contact with law enforcement. They lock those guys up. They blast out how it was a racist attack and a murder. They lock people up forever.
Sure, and Black Lives Matter is their color revolution here. And Brzezinski and all of them called for it before he died about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And on top of that, we have people like George Soros going on CNN over Reed Zakaria 5, 6 years ago, admitting that they'd overthrown Ukraine, were already in a proxy war with Russia.
These people have been caught telling so many lies. These lies have directly led to the deaths of millions and millions of Americans. They have caused infertility and sterility. They have caused a died suddenly pandemic, the number one phrase being used in obituaries worldwide. This is 100% the biggest kill-off that we have ever seen, and they have to complete it. So we need to demand right now Nuremberg 2.0. These people need to be held accountable, and there is a precedent for this. It's not hyperbolic in nature. Don't let anybody gaslight you into believing that you're somehow a violent extremist when you suggest that we should be upholding the rule of law. Military tribunals, if that doesn't work because our military is depleted and full of transgender freak shows and just compliant sheep who would take the death jab themselves and we've got nobody left, guess what? There are 340 million Americans in this country. There's a precedent for how we handle these war criminals and people who have been leading people to their deaths prematurely for decades now. The evidence is here. We have the bioweapon. We have this Ukrainian debacle that's happening here. These are
We are now in World War III. The globalists are launching it against all of humanity, and they plan on only making it intensify. What do you think the next big shooter drops are?
I mean, I think that we need to hold these people accountable. The next big shooter drops are going to be more of the Marburg pandemics that you just talked about. They're going to have to continue the plan that they have found a successful formula in using. Pandemics, locking people down, depopulating the planet, scaring the hell out of everybody to push them towards the big pharma injections that are bioweapons as per the contract with the DOD who ordered these things up and then launched warfare. And I'm going to tell you something that you should really be careful about. So many people, including attorneys and law enforcement individuals, are out here telling you that our failure of Congress, you know, gave immunity to Big Pharma. That is a farce. They do not have legal immunity. There is not one law in the entire state of anywhere in this country, not one state in this entire country has a law that enables anyone or any business to deploy a weapon of biowarfare or a weapon of mass destruction against innocents. These people need to be held accountable. Nuremberg 2, that's what we need to call for. We need to call for trials. We need to call for indictments. These people should be perp walked and marched out.
I totally agree. I mean, what about the FBI? What about the Justice Department? What about the CIA? Most of those people are compartmentalized. Can't they see this is a bio attack? Can't they see they got, you know, their so-called liability protection before they launched it that doesn't protect them from a crime against humanity like this? I mean, they really did it. It's not coming. It's here.
The CIA is the one who instructed the Wuhan lab to do exactly what it is that they did. They instructed all of this. They're running cover for all of this. The FBI is jailing patriots and hunting down grandmas and grandpas who prayed on the Capitol steps on January 6th, rather than investigating the real black crime epidemic here in this country and the criminals that are unleashing a weapon of biowarfare against us, our people, our children. They have killed an entire generation. They need to be held accountable. They need to be marched out by the U.S. Marshals, indicted, tried, and if found guilty, they need to be fried.
By the way, stay right there. As we use the Nazi historical parallel, we're finally 2 years before the end of World War II. The Nazis started trying to get rid of Hitler, but it was too late. How do we stop World War III with Stu Peters straight ahead? Stay with us.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're showing footage of the Nuremberg trials in 1946 in Europe of the Nazis that survived. Most of them got hung, the top ones, but their top engineers and scientists were brought over here to be servants of the New World Order system. Syndicated talk show host and a smart guy, Stu Peters, is here with us, and he's been fearless fighting this and exposing it and just cutting to the chase. It's like if you lived in the Soviet Union or you lived under Fidel Castro or Kim Jong-un in their early days, would you try to stop them? What would you do to stop them? I look at all the fools that go along with political correctness in the modern system when it's destroying all of us right in front of our faces, and that they're openly having MI6 come out and say they want to ban Shakespeare and George Orwell. I mean, I read that in the first hour. That's mainstream news with a straight face rewriting the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I mean, these people want mind control over everybody. They are degenerate. They are pedophiles. You say, well, why are they so bad? Look at history. We go through cycles where really bad people get control, and then even worse people get control, and then worse get control. That's the cycle of corruption till they finally run it in the ground and civilization collapses. And just last week, Stu, I'm sure you saw it, Elon Musk beams into the World Government Summit and says, hey, I want firewalls or bulkheads in a ship so that if one chamber floods, the whole thing doesn't sink. If one civilization goes down, they don't all go down. That's one of the biggest arguments against a one-world government, obviously. Not to mention those running this attempted world government are so psychotic and so anti-human like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. So I don't see how it's a no-brainer for everybody worldwide to unite against the New World Order. And the good news is I'm starting to see some real traction. I've known Joe Rogan 25 years, good friend of mine. We talk almost every day. He knows all the stuff I knew. He's smart as I am or smarter. He's finally saying, New World Order, Klaus Schwab, they're taking over. They're going to make you eat bugs, biometrics, four shots. He did that right after Musk came out last week. So I'm seeing that courage is contagious, and CNN's not mainstream media. Almost no one watches it, 100,000 viewers on average. But people like Joe Rogan are the mainstream. The mainstream is what's most popular. And the fact that the mainstream, Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, sound like Stu Peters, sound like Alex Jones, Carlson, you know, says I woke him up 10 years ago. He's on board. But we've got to then push that to the masses and then develop a plan to stop this. Was it heartening for you to see what Musk said? And what's your real take on Musk?
We only have an hour together. So I will just say, look, I mean, I think everybody really needs to use discernment when it comes to anybody talking about anything. Look at their fruit, see who they really are. I mean, Elon Musk apparently is doing some decent things over at Twitter. I'm allowed back on there at Real Stu Peters, which is great because I'm really getting under the feathers of some people who deserve it over on that platform. But I mean, this is also the guy from Neuralink that wants to put chips in your brain and control your mind and your memory and your dreams and your thoughts and your behavior. So I don't really know how free speech Elon Musk is, and I'm really kind of taking my time and making a real judgment about that. But you asked something interesting before the break, was how do we stop World War III? How do we stop the New World Order? Yeah, you know, you see Joe Rogan following your lead, following my lead, talking about accountability now because people are finally starting to wake up to the fact that, hey, my media is all owned by the same people. Why is the Fox News channel owned predominantly by BlackRock and funded by Vanguard and Big Pharma? 75% of the budget from Pfizer or from Fox is obtained by Pfizer, the people who, you know, developed and helped to unleash the bioweapon on humanity. And so it's not going to stop. They're not going to stop until they are stopped. And so when you asked about what do we do to stop them, well, certainly waiting for a man to ride in on a white horse in a fake government corporate crime syndicate is not going to work. We see that they rig elections and they steal elections. Voting, by all intents and purposes, is 100% fake at the federal level. States have to start ignoring the federal government. State executives like, you know, Florida's Ron DeSantis actually have to mean what they say and then take steps to do it. To the extent that Ron DeSantis is useful in any way, is only to the extent that he will seize the bioweapon and then have his attorneys general, law enforcement agencies direct them to go arrest the people who are responsible for deploying the bioweapon on Floridians. Nobody's doing that. And so it's going to take us here, Americans, and like you said, citizens around the world to recognize this is what's happening and then to hold these people accountable. Anybody that you see in our government, whether it's Marjorie Taylor Greene or Kevin McCarthy advocating for sending money or supporting any war efforts in Ukraine against Russia, against China to defend a Taiwan invasion, none of these countries, Taiwan nor Ukraine, have anything to do with our prosperity, our individual liberty, our freedom, our sovereignty here in this country. We should immediately have an immigration moratorium. We should deport every single illegal alien that our law enforcement runs across, effective immediately. Sorry, no exceptions. Get out. we are at war right now, and then we need to haul these people in, including those politicians, those fake leaders that I just mentioned, who are all blackmailed and have inflation of bribery with Epstein's client list and pictures of them, you know, having pedophilic, you know, depraved behavior with children. All these people need to be hauled before Nuremberg as well, and that includes any representative of our government that advocates for more money or more weaponry that's going to lead us directly into
war. And that really is the problem, and they need to hear from us. Take Senator Johnson. Great guy on vaccines, great guy on the border, but then he's a total warmonger.
Yeah, I don't really know if he's great on the vaccines, the fake vaccine poison bioweapon either, because, you know, this was kind of a monkey show where he had this self-proclaimed inventor of the mRNA technology there basically dictating the meeting and telling him what to say. Look, all of these people, every single person that goes before a camera, any congressional hearing that you see on television, you have to assume is part of the empire of lies, and it's 100% scripted and fake. This is pro wrestling. This is the rigged NFL that we're watching here. It's all theatrics. It's all theater. It's meant to lead you right down to the level of bare-bones subservience. They are following Agenda 2030. These people, they've said it to you. Exactly. Bill Gates stood before the whole country, before the whole world, and said, how do we take care of this? I saw the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones earlier. 500 million people should inhabit Earth. That's it. The guy that's standing in front of you saying we have an overpopulation problem is also the guy who's the most heavily invested into this vaccine and pandemics. Why is Bill Gates a health expert? What is he doing involved with the
medical
community?
Because he's really the head of Planned Parenthood, which is the planned extermination operations, the eugenics board, not just for killing babies. But what I'm saying to you is, I agree with you. We've got to be hardcore because the enemy's hardcore. But do you not see it as, I said, how are we doing earlier? You said we're getting our asses kicked. But, I mean, when the biggest, and Rogan has like 15, 20 million viewers a day, when he's finally feels safe to go public, that shows that the scales are tipping our way, and it's very, very positive. And so overall, I agree with you, we're in deep trouble, but at least I'm starting to see some signs of traction. And I want to supercharge that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and look, I don't want to black pill anybody. I'm just trying to accurately depict where we are. And yes, when you see that information is starting to come out, when you see that more people are becoming Matrix red-pilled, you know, that was a documentary, not a movie, obviously. We need to continue to put the pedal all the way to the floor. This is the time that we really need to step on the gas. We can't play politics. We can't play politically correct with a group of criminals that's trying to kill us. So yeah, to the extent that Joe Rogan is reaching ostensibly millions of people a day or hundreds of millions, whatever they claim to be reaching, that's fantastic. Now, what are we going to do with the information? What are we going to do? The good news is, and you want to talk about good news? I'll give you some good news. The good news is that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and our Declaration of Independence that were written by our forefathers tell us exactly what to do when tyrants arrive. And the tyrants are here. They tell us that in any time that there is an oppressive government that violates or oppresses your inherent God-given inalienable rights, that you are to abolish or tear down that form of government and replace it with something that is representative of the people. Short of doing that, I don't know how anybody expects to continue on the trajectory that we're on right now and actually save a country, much less save humanity. There are billions of people, 8 billion people on this planet. I've heard that 5.5 to 7 billion doses of this have gone out to individuals around the world. This is the biggest kill off. This is a genocidal level mass killing, and there's a lot of work to be done to get these people to the doorstep of accountability and dragged before a Nuremberg tribunal and appropriately punished and sentenced.
No, I totally agree with you, and we've come a long way, and that they intended to still have all this rolling out, but despite all the censorship and control, talk shows like yours and many others help push it over the edge, and so we're seeing some major victory. Let's come back in the final segment with Stu Peters and cover the waterfront. So many great issues, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be discussing with him straight ahead. Real Stu Peters on Twitter. And again, I don't think the jury's out on Elon Musk. I'll tell you what I really think about him when we come back. Stay with us, InfoWars.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Segment with Stu Peters. I'm going to take your phone calls and cover above their breaking news in the next hour, but this is a real war. You have to understand that any talk show host that are really fighting the globalists, they're going to come after them. Look at James O'Keefe. Look at how the board fired him right after the Pfizer coup he had that devastated them and got their head of mRNA admitting it's all a fraud. They make the viruses. They release the viruses. They erase your immune system to keep you sick. And I know as a normal person you're listening thinking, that's so evil, that's impossible. No, look at history. There are times when this happens. And so I see this as a very healthy point we're at where more and more people are getting it. And I don't say this again to brag. I say it because the average person is blessed. You're not prominent. You have your privacy with the public. You go out, you don't know how popular liberty is. But I can tell you, I go all over the country and all over the world, and before I'd walk down the street 20 years ago, and maybe 1 out of 100 people would shake my hand. And then 10 years ago, it was, you know, 1 out of 10 would be a listener. And every once in a while, I'd run into an enemy. And then with Trump, you know, I'd walk down the street and I'd shake 20 hands before somebody said, F you, I want to kill you, Russian agent. Now, all I get's love, knock on wood. I mean, it is very rare to be screamed at. to have coffee thrown on me, tea thrown on me. It's happened all the time. A lot of footage of that you've seen. And all I'm getting is basically love now, even from former leftists. So it's got to be the election fraud, which we know there's massive evidence of, that's allowing them to stay in. So you say, well, how do they save themselves when their debt bubble's coming to an end, when the pedophilia is coming out? Well, they start a war. They release a new virus. I think that's what Stu Peters is saying. We need a real sense of extreme urgency right now to be reaching as many people as we can and not go, oh, we've kind of backed them off on the lockdowns and shots. No, we haven't. They're coming back with it. And the UN is convening emergency meetings saying there's a virus that kills 90% of humans, Marburg, out there. Now, whether that's hype or not, folks, this is what they want. This is the control they want. And that's where we're at. So, Stu, in the eight minutes or so we have left, my friend, you've got a lot of information. I'm going to give you the floor and hit any other key topics you want to cover.
I mean, you just mentioned the UN and more pandemics. Who do you think it is that's going to enforce that? And then along with that, of course, you're going to have people that, you know, claim to be fighting back against, you know, the mandates and the lockdowns and the tyranny. And you're right. We can't do that again. We cannot give these people an inch. There will be no more lockdowns. There will be no more shots. The people that are responsible for that need to be held accountable and brought to justice. The UN will be enforcing that. What's left of our military will be enforcing that. You don't think that there's a military here right now under the control of this illegitimate pedophile in the White House and this fake regime right now that would use a military against its own people to actually fire on its own people, to go door to door and confiscate firearms? They're already telling the McCloskeys, you saw it in the wake of the George Floyd riots, you can't even stand on your front step and defend your own life and liberty and property. You can't do that. You're going to be prosecuted and charged and lose your guns and thrown in jail. Look, the puppeteers that are controlling Biden and China and all of these other people are waging total war on America right now. I mean, what are they doing? They're using computers and cyber warfare. They're smuggling illegal immigrants. They're manipulating stock markets. They're influencing the American media to use weapons of mass destruction against us, to light trains on fire filled with vinyl chloride that will then go into the Ohio River, responsible for delivering water to 5 million people. By the way, the largest tributary to the Mississippi River, which delivers water to an unknown amount of people. I mean, ostensibly 10, 20, 30, 40 million people along the southern part of the Mississippi River. This is all to destroy America.
And I know you've seen the footage of the train in Ohio going a half mile an hour. The tracks are so crooked, when the Chinese and Russians and everybody has, and the Europe has speed trains that go 300 miles an hour cruising speed, can go 400. And then we've got footage of all the dead dove hanging by their feet off the power lines, falling off dead miles from the site as they tell you it's all safe. I mean, they are at war with the American people. Remember, Biden wouldn't even go to Ohio and block federal funding. I mean, these people are outrageously at war with us.
Wouldn't even go to Ohio, but where did he make his surprise trip to write a note to this war criminal, Zelensky, who's running a literal Nazi Azov battalion, committing war crimes, shooting people trying to flee in the back. He's got soldiers over there videotaping themselves, actually cannibalizing, eating opposition soldiers. And you're right. They intentionally lit this thing on fire. This is warfare. They're using asymmetrical, multidimensional attacks on almost every aspect of our social lives, of our economic lives, of our political lives. And you got to be on the lookout for, you know, limited hangouts. Unrestricted warfare. That's what we need to call this. Unrestricted warfare. And it's upon us right now. That means there's no longer a distinction between what is a battlefield and what is not a battlefield. Really, virtually nothing is safe that we see in our structure right now, other than going full core with a speed of urgency, like you just said. We need to move to citizens' grand juries. We need to move to a lawman who says, look, I'm going to take this evidence. I'm going to investigate this crime. Congressional inquiries, congressional investigations, it's all BS. When is the last time any of your viewing audience has had a difference made in their lives by a Jim Jordan inquiry or, you know, a Marjorie Taylor Greene impeachment proceeding?
Well, let me ask you, though, what do you think of the Louisiana and Missouri attorney generals? They're going after Big Pharma. They're calling it criminal. They're having depositions.
If Louisiana and Missouri attorneys general are actually willing to arrest the people that are responsible, then absolutely. That's what we need to focus on. Laser focus. The real method of action here has to be handcuffs, arrests, perp walk, stand trial, become convicted, and then have sentences.
And if that just happened, this whole thing would fall like a house of cards, but the globalists keep doubling down, getting away with more and more. What's left but World War III and new bio releases?
How is the mainstream media, how are people like the Fox News Channel, how are these people, who, by the way, the Fox News Channel led my own father, despite my fight. You said this is war for people like us, and you're absolutely right. I've been watching what you're going through. We've been reporting on it on the Stu Peters Show. It's horrific. These people convinced my dad, who, by the way, knows what his son does for a living, to go and get not only one injection, but two and three. And then Trump said that they were safe and effective and encouraged people to go get their boosters, said, I got mine, told O'Reilly that. How are these people still able to sit on the television and talk about a safe and effective vaccine when this one shot in this short period of time is responsible for killing three times as many people as every previous vaccine ever rolled out combined? How can they do it? How can they get away with it? These people are at war with us on absolutely every single front.
I totally agree. What do you make of James O'Keefe? I mean, I say Veritas is dead. This is so transparent that the FBI is starting to indict members of Project Veritas when they didn't do this. This is disgusting.
Yeah. James O'Keefe is Project Veritas. And I will just say that, James O'Keefe, the work that he has done over the years, the things that he has exposed, we'll salute him if this is the last time that we ever see him. Everybody predicted that this was going to happen to anybody who brings information like what was exposed by Project Veritas. I mean, anybody knows that if you bring information like this that impacts the plan of Agenda 2030 or a one world government, they're going to come after you as hard as they can.
When I saw that footage he released 3 weeks ago, I said, they're coming after him. I said, that's it. I mean, that Pfizer footage is just incredible.
Yeah, the amount of corruption that has yet to be exposed is unthinkable. But we have enough because of the reporting of James O'Keefe, because of the reporting of, Alex Jones and InfoWars over the years, because of the reporting of the Stu Peters Network and platform and our show. We have exposed enough to take action. And these people, these so-called elected representatives in this fake constitutional republic where there's some sort of an illusion of a freedom or individual liberty or even that your vote counts, every single one of them knows. Every one of them has the same information that you do. Don't let them say that they don't know. Don't let them gaslight you into believing that they're going to launch an investigation. The evidence is there. It's in black and white. It's written on their own patents. This is a weapon of biowarfare. It was manufactured and deployed against you. It has killed an unprecedented number of kids, both in the womb and out. More people are dying suddenly and dropping dead.
And it's all a test to see if they can get away with it. Tell us about the Died Suddenly film.
Got to go see it. Died Suddenly. You can find it at the top of StuPeters.com. There's going to be a Died Suddenly 2 coming out because more and more and more of this continues to happen. And as long as it's happening, it's our job to continue to expose it.
Absolutely. Stu Peters, thank you so much. It's great to have you on the show. And I look forward to having you back again soon.
I hope you will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. There goes Stu Peters. Wow. We got callers that are still holding. In fact, I'll be able to take more calls than just Mike, Candace, Paul, Ralph, and Tawana. I'm going to come right to your calls when we come back, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I'm going to host the fourth hour here today. A lot of news and information coming up. But, yeah, that was the black pill there, but the black pill will give us the red pill that will give us the white pill, ladies and gentlemen. We can do it, but we got to face just how much trouble we're in. Please remember, we need funds to operate. We got great products you already need. Just make the decision to support the show and see how great our Ultimate Bone Broth is back in stock, or how great our prebiotic is, or how great Turbo Force or Brain Force our nootropics are, or some of the other amazing products like Supermo Vitality, all at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number four, straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.